So you want to play a handheld Mario game, but don't have a Game Boy, Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance, DS, 3DS, or even a Switch? Also, you want the games to be free, but worse, and full of microtransactions? Well, you're in luck, because today we are talking about Super Mario Mobile Game.
Nice.
I'm actually keeping that. That was cool.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that was like perfect.
That was cool. That's our opener.
That'll be a repeat.
Hello and welcome to the Drink In Geek Out podcast. This is a show where we drink beer and geek out. I am your host, Dustin, the Mobile Thumbs Duke. Alongside me,
Super Safio, along with
I don't play many mobile games, Keith, along with
Princess Pale, is what you'll call me today.
Done deal. All right, cool. Today's episode, we are featuring
many beers.
Many beers. Not one, not two, but three beers from Two Toms. Yesterday's release, which was on Halloween, so this is a couple weeks old.
Last month's release.
Last month's release. Two Toms came out with Serial Killers, which are based on the lovely cereal from, I think it was Kellogg's, right?
General Mills.
General Mills. Yes. A long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, they had three of their scrumptious cereals, Count Chocula, Frankenberries, and
Booberry.
Booberry. I guess we can go around the table and say which ones did you like. I like Count Chocula, personally.
Count Chocula or Booberry.
My favorite, for sure, was the Frankenberry, because I love strawberry.
Mm-hmm. Count Chocula for me.
Pale, you never even heard of these cereals. Don't lie.
Don't you lie. I mean, to be honestly, like, my favorite is probably Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's not what I'm drinking today.
What a beer.
I'd drink that.
Yeah, I would drink it too. It'd have to be like a dessert stout, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For
sure.
So, all right. So then, so we have these beers in front of us. I don't know how we're going to like it. There, two of them are Berliner Weiss beers. Of course, you're going to have to do that for like the blueberry and the raspberry or strawberry, right? And one of them is a chocolate stout, of course. But we also have these Mallow Bits in front of us. They came in this nice little can that, oh, there's so many of them. I'm gonna,
so I'm many.
Munch on them all day.
They're called nice. Pastry sours. And apparently at the release, they were dipping the glasses in melted marshmallow. So you had like a rim of marshmallow.
I didn't see anybody doing that when I was there.
I just saw pictures on Instagram when I was looking.
I wonder if they decided to do that after like a customer was like, you should do that. Because right at noon when I was there, I was sixth in line or whatever. A couple of people ordered beers, but I don't know if they ordered these killer.
Yeah. It could be something like Halloween party event they were doing. I don't know.
Possibly. Yeah. Four cans. One of them is cereal bits. And then the other three are beers. And I'm kind of hoping that they're delicious because we paid full price for four cans, but got three.
Yeah. So.
Yes.
Pretty excited about that.
But they sold out in like 50 seconds on the Osner app. So people were definitely wanting these beers.
Yeah. The Arrived app, there was some left over, but I think not everybody knew that you could do that from there. That's how I got mine, because they sold out really fast because I was on the Arrived app, or I was on the Osner app, and I clicked it like at 2, and then it took a minute
to refresh,
and then it's too gone. Late. I was like, son of a... Mm-hmm. And then like 10 minutes later, I was like, I should probably look at Arrived.
I think this is the first time they've done beers on both apps, because they knew it was going to be a big release, and they didn't want to like kill the server or something. So,
that was smart.
Right.
Two different options.
Right. And then the mobile games that we're going to be discussing, you said, what, there's three of them?
Mm-hmm.
I have two. I don't think I played the third one.
I wouldn't recommend it even if you had.
Oh, no, I think I know which one it is. So the two that I have is the Super Mario Runner and then Mario Kart.
Yeah, and the other one is Dr. Mario World.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible. Spoiler.
Spoiler.
And that's all we have to say. Good night, everybody.
But we've already got Frankenberries, the serial killer, yes, poured in front of us. So we're going to start there. We don't need to do what we've been drinking lately because we're going to be doing three beers this episode. So we'll just skip past that segment and get straight to the beer we got here. And it's nice because all four of us have this beer. Dustin was kind enough to drive up there, and I guess he was looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So on the can we have, this is the red one, and that's the one with Frankenstein on it, the cereal, mm-hmm, Frankenberries. And so we got like a almost a Day of the Dead Frankenstein going here.
Yeah, definitely had to change him up. For obvious copyright reasons, but yeah, he does have the Dia de los Muertos look to him.
He's very cartoony and kind of like a skinnier neck.
Right.
Yeah.
But he's still got those little bolts in there. And then the glass that's actually on the opposite side of the can does have like the marshmallow rim.
Mm-hmm.
The rim job is marshmallowed.
A rim job?
I like the little Mario ghosts.
The booze. The
little booze hanging out in the background.
Because it's boozy.
Those are the same booze that are on the marshmallow can, which is just purple, and it's got the little marshmallow bits, and it's got the little ghosty booze.
But these booze are spelled B-O-O-Z-E.
Ooh.
Mm.
Those booze. heavy booze.
I guess tell us about the beer, somebody, because I don't have that.
The beer itself is a Berliner with strawberry, marshmallow, and Frankenberry cereal that we get. It is a sour-fruited Berliner Weiss, coming in at 4% ABV. No IBUs.
We'll change that.
For this. But it was brewed with the actual General Mills Frankenberry cereal. And I will say, when I was pouring it, actually smelling it, holy moly, we'll get to it in just a second, but it smells like the Frankenberry cereal. You can definitely get the nose of the cereal, and that's why I'm so freaking pumped to try this, because I love Frankenberry, but I hate sour beers, so I don't know what's going to win here.
Yeah, it's going to be a clash. It's going to be a battle of cereal killers in your mouth.
I hope the marshmallows kind of save it for you.
Yeah,
just kind of.
Yeah, we will say, disclaimer, we will try it without the marshmallows, and then we'll definitely probably have to add a bunch to make it sweet.
Throw some in the glass. And
yeah.
I've been chewing on them. I'm not supposed to be.
No, you can chew on them, but I'm going to throw them in the beer once after I get my initial thought.
Okay. Yeah. The looks, do we have a
I think I might have a pink color for this. Let me see. It's
all we did for a while there. We got some pinks.
It's on a different sheet.
It's on the sheet. Darker. It's not on the website. It's on the sheet.
It's almost Kirby, but a little darker.
Yeah.
It's like Kirby's time of the month.
Hmm.
Where? I'm looking for that sheet. Hold on.
We don't have sours on the show that often, so that's why we don't have the sheets readily available. But while he's doing that,
yeah, go ahead.
Definitely the nose.
Yeah,
pure cereal.
Right,
you can get the sour. I can tell
the sour's there.
The sour smell must be that Berliner.
Yeah, but that there's that advice. That kind of sweet and salty cereal smell. Like, it smells bready or cereally, I guess, if you will, for whatever they make the cereal out of. The only thing that it's you can kind of, I guess you can kind of smell the, I guess it's just the sugar. I was thinking more of like the marshmallow sugar that you would get from the cereal. But of course, that's just the flavor of the strawberries and the sugar that goes into the cereal.
We don't really have a color on this op that matches that, so I'm just going to say it's a cheap from Mario.
Okay.
There's a little red fish.
What are you guys smelling?
Definitely getting cereal. That's what I'm getting. Yeah. Exactly what you said.
It almost has
cereal.
Like a milky smell to it. So that must be the marshmallows that I'm getting.
Yeah. Shall we?
Let's do it.
Gentlemen. I've been waiting on this.
Holy shit.
It's got like a sour aftertaste, but I don't think it's, once you get used to it, it's not bad.
That's not sour at all, though.
That is cereal.
Oh, my.
Toss some of these bad boys in here.
Yeah, I definitely got to put some mallows in there. But that is a good flavor up front, though.
I gave most of our beer to Allison, so I don't have a ton of sampling beer.
I put four in there. How many did you put?
Like 10.
I get 15.
I put 6.
Oh, that's probably perfect.
It's just enough to coat the top is what I was going for.
There's actually there's a shit ton in here.
You got a full, yeah, that's why I was just like,
I just want to make sure that Allison gets some too.
Oh yeah, but there should be plenty. Yeah, there's so many.
I'm gonna waft it because it looks like it's dissolving.
Fun little experiment.
Yeah,
they're definitely growing.
Yeah, they're growing.
I think we let it sit for a couple of minutes, kind of let the marshmallows like dissolve into the beer and
talk about Untappd in the mean.
Yeah, we can pull that up.
I got it up here. There are 43 ratings. There are 53 total check-ins. 43 ratings, 3.93 average. So this only has been out like a few days when we're recording this. So that makes sense that there's only 43 ratings.
Literally a day since we got this. 28 hours since I picked it up.
We have Jesse. It says, not a bad little taste of childhood. Looking forward to the next two.
So she or he started with the same beer.
Yep. Justin E. says, awesome flavor, berry and grainy. I totally agree about the grainy part.
Well, that cereal is the grainiest cereal on planet Earth.
Yeah. It is a strawberry grainy taste. Oh my gosh, the beer got so thick with these marshmallows in it. I can't swirl it anymore. It's just a lump.
Oh my gosh.
That's why I went with 7 or 8.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
I like the berry. Well, we got to mix it
up here. Pale and I tried a little bit more. There's only marshmallows for two on this side.
Yeah, I like the strawberries in this one, but I like the blueberry and the blueberry version a bit more. Each brew from the pack leaves a taste in your mouth like you ate a bowl of cereal.
Yes.
Stout B. I got the strawberry, but I wish it was less tart. You're drinking a pastry sour, so it's going to be a little tart, dear. And 3 out of 5.
Marshmallowy finish. That's what John says. Nice sour flavor follows with the strawberry and a marshmallow finish.
Mm-hmm. And if you're lucky enough to suck up a marshmallow when you swallow it down, oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Crunching on a marshmallow while swallowing the beer, it makes
I'm going to try that right now.
It makes it. Let mine stand for a moment.
Oh, wow. That does change the flavor quite a bit. It adds that sweet to it.
Yeah, it takes away some of the sourness and just like gives it a whole new attitude.
See, this would have been us like if we ever get our geek brewery off the ground, I'd be the dumbass coming in and be like, I love Frankenberry cereal. I'm making a Frankenberry. And I like it because a lot of these other places, I know we haven't had a whole lot of them, but with like different cereal flavored beer or other things that they added, like Lucky Charms to the mix or something, I don't know what it was, but you got no hints of the cereal whatsoever because it was added. It all depends on the process of the brewing where you add it. It sounds like this was added a little bit later, which is why it retains, it's not cooking out all the cereal flavor. So I'm curious to know what process he used and when this was done. Because it definitely retains that flavor.
Like where he put it in there.
There's tons, there was tons of pictures on his Instagram story. They're probably not available anymore, but of like him going through the process, you see him pouring in the cereal and stuff, but it doesn't really say how long it brewed that way.
I can't get these marshmallows. They keep going away every time I
try. You gotta like go slow and kind of let them like slide down your throat.
You gotta suck them.
Yeah, you get a little suck at the end there.
I have one stuck at the bottom.
You'll get it next beer.
Yeah, I'll get it next beer.
I can hear you munching yours, but
still crispy. This is good. Crunch it right into the microphone. I think I can check mine in.
I'm not getting like a lot of the grainy taste to it, like that I was getting in the smell. So it becomes just more of like a, I don't know, more of like a strawberry Berliner Weiss, like strawberry sour with like the marshmallow kind of a fluffiness to it. So I mean, I think I like it. It's different. It's unique. I love munching on these marshmallows.
Oh yeah, same. Well, I checked this.
Yeah, I finally got a stick with marshmallow. It helps to save it. I will say, the more and more I drink it, the sour flavor comes true, and then the cereal flavor drops off.
Right.
But the marshmallows really helps to balance that out.
Yeah, I really love the idea of it. I mean, I wish it was like a can of beer that was in that other can besides marshmallows, but those marshmallows right. really do add to the experience and the flavor. But if it was like a marshmallow IPA or something in that other can, that would probably be even better.
Oh, yeah. I would up.
If yeah, he, curious, like, what if that's like a milkshake IPA?
That's what the chocolate one is. It's a milkshake. It's yeah, it's not a sour. It's a pastry. It's chocolate.
Okay.
Looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
Right. I even, get first. I was going to say, I'd even like pay a little bit extra. I mean, I paid extra for this, obviously, for the three beers for the $18. I think $18, was it?
Yeah, 16? It wasn't too bad.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. But if they made a fourth one, just like a marshmallow IPA, I wouldn't mind paying $24 or something, like for four beers. Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Nostalgia. Either. I'll take it. I checked this bad boy in already, so we'll just get going with that. I gave it a four. The reason why I gave it a four is because, A, I don't really like sours, but I'm willing to give it a shot. I usually don't rate sours, so this is a very good like step stone for me to be like, yeah, I'm going to rate this sour. It is delicious. The nostalgia behind it, plus the great flavors, makes this a very drinkable sour for me. Big fan.
You said you gave it a four?
Yeah.
I also gave it a four, basically for the same reasons. Just like the beer on its own is a little, it gets a little overwhelming with the sourness, which I know we're not that fond of, but having those little floating marshmallows just chomping down on those with a little, like one or two with a mouthful of this beer, it's delightful. It's mm-hmm. very good.
And I went four as well. I am not a big fan of the sours, so I don't want to get too like excited about this, but I think it was pretty solid. I like the cereal, you know, tone to it, and the marshmallows were awesome. But yeah, I am definitely curious if this was marshmallow IPA or like a milkshake IPA. Like this could be like so much better. But you know, Keith, what are you thinking?
Save me for last. Mm-hmm. Well, gentlemen, I hate to say it, but if we could virtually reach across the screens, hand holding club here. I also gave it a four. I wanted to go one click higher, but the sour is just, it's holding me back with it. But the nostalgic is definitely what saved it for me with this whole Frankenberry cereal. I grew up eating this stuff all the time. I was the only one in my family. They all ate Count Chocula, and I'm the only one that loves strawberry. So this, it just takes me back. Eating a bowl of cereal, you get the aftertaste that stays with you. You get the taste of the cereal really up front. And stays without, and then you add those marshmallow bits in there, and it just kind of saves it. So I probably could have gone up to a 4.25, but the more I drank it, just that sourness came through, and I know that's just something that I am not a fan of whatsoever. But overall, well done, a great take on cereal beer. It's definitely a unique experience, and I think Tom really hit it out of the park here. So it was awesome.
For sure. IBUs. Were zero or not available? Do we have any estimation? It's hard to do with this because it's not really bitter. It's sour. That's a whole different scale.
Yeah, it's...
That's an ISU, mm-hmm. International Sourness Unit.
Yeah, I don't... A four.
Four. Just like the ABV.
Right.
All right, let's talk about this game.
Super Mario Run. So I downloaded it.
Hadn't played it?
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
I did, but I get a little...
Yeah, I played this. Trying to find it here. I'll read it for you guys.
Same.
I exited out to get to the other document. Now I got to find it again.
Found it.
Super Mario Run was released in 2016. It is Nintendo's first mobile game that was part of one of the company's long-running and major franchises. In Super Mario Run, the players control Mario or other characters as they automatically run across the screen while timing jumps to collect coins and dodge enemies and hazards. As a Super Mario game, it contains a common plot wherein Mario must rescue Princess Peach, who has been kidnapped by Bowser. However, the player must also rebuild the Mushroom Kingdom destroyed by Bowser. The game had involvement in the series of Shigeru Miyamoto and was developed primarily by the same team that developed New Super Mario Bros. For the Nintendo DS, featuring many similar gameplay concepts adapted for the ease of mobile controllers. The first three levels of Super Mario Run are free to play, and unlocking the rest of the game requires a one-time payment. It was received overall positive reviews by critics. The reviewers generally praised the gameplay's replay value and addictive gameplay, though common criticism was directed towards its comparatively high price in the mobile market, as well as its required connectivity to the internet. With 50 million downloads, it became the most downloaded mobile game in the first week. The total figure of downloads was 300 million as of September 2018. And I myself did download this before we even had mentioned, because I remember when my nephews would come over and they knew I had Mario on my phone, we'd sit and play this game. And I like the ease of it, that you can use it with one hand and you just have to tap and Mario jumps. Mm-hmm. The rest of it's done for you. So it was a unique take on Nintendo's, I think, like first jump into the mobile. Well, second, I guess Pokemon Go had been out for a while, but it's a unique take on the Mario franchise for sure.
Right.
Yeah, I downloaded this one as well and played it quite a bit. Didn't really like focus on trying to like advance like too far. Just, you know, I played it for 10-15 minutes at a time. I did like the ease of it, like just, you know, one hand, you know, jumping, like getting your coins, hitting the blocks. I hated that you basically had like one chance to jump and get like your stars or get those like those gems or whatever they were.
Coins?
Because there was no going back. Like you couldn't like turn around and like go back and get it. Like, you had one chance to like jump and like grab it and then like keep going.
It was super irritating.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I'm like, damn it. So I, you know, there was a lot of times where I only ended up with like 2 out of 3 or like sometimes 1 out of 3. And so the game was a little difficult in that aspect, but it was good for, you know, like short periods of time to keep you entertained. Like if you were looking for something different to play.
Yeah, I always wished that it had like a, instead of just being a runner, that I could control Mario with my other thumb on the other side of the screen and turn him around the opposite direction and go back. Because by the time, since it's a straight up and down, by the time you see something that you have to jump and hit, it's too late. It's already behind you. Like you have to play a level 2 or 3 times to memorize where all the coins are that you need to collect or whatever.
Or you could big brain it. Die.
Yeah.
And then it'll pull you, it'll give you, know, put, seriously, it'll put you in a bubble
and put,
and then it'll just go back until you click go. And then you just restart that little bit of a thing. Yeah. And it never took off points for dying.
But it, there's the Toad Rally thing, which is the other part of the game where you like pay tickets to race people or whatever. And you only have one chance. If you die, you're, the game ends. So you really miss out on things that way.
Yeah, I downloaded this game when we said we were going to do it. I thought about it before when I heard about it a couple years ago, but when someone told me that it was a payfer, I didn't bother. I was like, oh, no, that's good. I'm not going to pay to play this game. And so I never did. Didn't realize that there's a free mode to it. The free mode is the first world.
Yeah.
Only. It's like one. It's 4 levels.
Mm-hmm.
So I have them all done. You guys have the app available, open. So I think my best one if we were to just, I don't know, compare dick sizes. My best one was the wall kick in it underground level 1-2. I got 250. That was my best.
It's loading.
Yeah, it takes a minute. I loaded it up right when I was like, oh, I should probably compare, you know, see what we did. And then the music was like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, shit. It's a go.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm averaging about 150, I think.
Chop toad.
We're talking about coins now?
Yeah, for the world, you click on the worlds and you can flip through them. They're all 3-starred. I assume we all got 3-starred. I mean, come on now. It's a Mario game. Of course, we're 3-starred.
I got 275 on World 1-2.
Yeah, I got the 250 on that one. Damn it.
I don't have 3 stars on any of these because I don't know if that they had all 3 stars available the last time I played the game. Because I downloaded it like right when it came out.
Yeah, all my data from the first time I downloaded it was gone. This was mostly to keep my nephews entertained. So what their scores is pretty much was what's reflected on mine right now.
Yeah, see, my best was only 101 for World 1.
This whole thing was your idea.
Did you even play it?
Never even heard of it.
World 1? What is this game?
The Remix 10 is a pretty cool feature where it's like 10 random little sections from different levels, and they only last about 5 seconds, and they're stringed together, and you have to just collect 3 purple coins or something to get a bonus, or...
Yeah, that's what I played a lot of the Remix 10.
I thought that was fun.
Yeah.
I cannot say that I've played that mode. But, I mean, it was fun. I like the double tapping feature where he does, like, a super backflip twirly twirl. And I played this just laying down in bed. I was able to just click, click, click when I needed
click,
to.
Click, click, boom.
Yeah. Kind of bummed that I didn't, you know, purchase it. I don't even know how much it costs.
It's like $10, which isn't bad for a Mario game. Usually they're $50 or $60, but this is just like a one-tap game. It didn't get my $10.
Oh, look at that. Luigi is a special offer for the next 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. It says that every day.
Every time. I'm not going to spend the money on it, but
my marshmallows melted together.
So I would have played this game probably 10 more, but I cannot get away from Clash of Clans.
You stupid idiot.
The game is ruining my life.
Not even a Clash of Clans episode pale.
I've spent money on that game.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I was the same way with Clash Royale.
Why didn't you suggest a Clash of Clans episode instead of a Super Mario Run episode pale?
Well, that would require you guys to check it out, or one of you, so I'm not the only one.
You could do it by yourself.
Do it. All right.
Just do it solo.
Do it solo. Play the game solo.
Solo, play solo.
Yep.
Let's get some more beer, please.
Yeah, please. Let's do that.
Just wanted to remind you that you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at DrinkInGeekOut. You can also check our show notes and other fun stuff on our website, drinkingeekout.com. You can also email us any comments or suggestions at drinkingeekout@gmail.com. If you like what you hear, please take a second to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, the Google Play Store, or wherever you get your podcasts. We also have a Patreon where you can get some fun bonus content and previous episodes, and that is currently at patreon.com/drinkingeekout. And now, back to the show.
And we're back? Question mark?
Yeah.
Okay. And we're back. No question mark.
I'm sorry.
All right. Next beer, also from Two Toms, also a serial killer, also a sour pastry, or a pastry sour. But this one's called Boo Berries. It's a fruited Berliner Weiss. Still 4% ABV. A Berliner with blueberry marshmallow and Boo Berry cereal. So it's just the other one of these cereals, the blueberry version. Everything else stays the same. The can is basically the same.
Yeah.
But except for it's blue now. And the guy is blue. Even though I'm pretty sure Boo Berry cereal is like a ghost.
Yeah,
he is a ghost.
This is like a zombie looking dude.
Yeah, I don't know why they went zombie kid.
But there's, I don't know, but there's ghosts everywhere else.
Well, there's ghosts on this one.
Oh, there is, isn't there?
And there's ghosts on that.
Yeah, it's,
I wonder if the other one, the Count Chocula one, still has a...
If a it chocolate man. A chocolate zombie man, maybe.
Yeah, actually it has a bat on it. It's a chocolate bat.
Chocolate vampire. So it's a little off, but I still like it, but it doesn't go with the booberry theme because it's like a boo zombie.
It's well done.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But again, copyright, he can only do so much without pushing the boundaries there. Yeah. So.
Still got the Day of the Dead shit on his head.
Yep.
Yeah, both of these look like Tim Burton characters.
Yeah, it does.
In my opinion. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
Got the lips all sewn
what
up.
What was that movie he did? The Bride one or whatever? The
Corpse Bride.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Beetlejuice.
Nightmare Before Johnny Christmas. Edward Scissorhands. Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, Johnny Depp.
Sweeney Todd. Dark Shadows. Big Eyes. Big Fish. James and the Giant Peach. He produced. He didn't direct.
Pee-wee Herman. Big Adventure.
Pee-wee's Big Circus. Yeah. Or Big Top.
I don't think he did the sequel.
Oh. Well, he had one.
Batman.
Batman 2.
He did not do Batman 2. Oh, he did do Batman 2. He did not do Batman 3. The Joel Schumacher took over.
Yep.
It wasn't one of those that you're thinking of?
Alice in Wonderland, the first one.
Did he do Sleepy Hollow?
Yes.
I literally said that like 20 minutes ago. He produced for 9. Did you see that one? Is that the one you're talking about with the sewn up faces?
That's kind of, yes. Actually, yes. That is the most accurate.
Corpse Bride. I like it. Yeah, I could see that with the two people. Not as cute.
Kind of like a Rugrats vibe with those little tiny necks.
Yeah.
Yes.
The big bobbleheads.
That's Phil and Lil as adults.
Oh, it's so true.
The color of the beer, I said before we started recording, this is probably Hulk pants.
Yeah, or Thanos' left butt cheek. But it might be a little bit too dark.
It depends on which Thanos, because it changed colors over the course of the series.
Yeah.
Which butt cheek are we talking?
His left butt cheek or his right butt cheek?
Yeah, but Hulk pants, yeah, probably.
These are definitely, it's purple for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's very dark, a lot darker than I was anticipating.
Yeah, it has the same smell.
Yeah, just a little more blue than straw.
Yeah, a little different. You know, berry, it's a blue one instead of the straw one. But, I mean, it's...
It still has that kind of milky or marshmallowy.
Yeah.
And grainy.
Grainy. Mm-hmm. Yep.
For sure. Shall we?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Boot'ems up.
Got him! This one's a little bit more sour, the first hit. Like before, it took a second. Yeah, it took a second for it to get sour, and later on in life it got sour. This one's like out of the womb sour.
Maybe the blueberries are a little not in season.
Yeah, I mean, the blueberries are a little bit more sour than this.
Well, the cereal itself, I'm pretty sure, is not all natural flavored blueberry.
No, but the description said with blueberries, marshmallow, and booberry.
Oh, so maybe they did. Yeah, probably to get that actual blueberry color. So good point.
Good point. I added 9 of them this time.
I tried to get the same amount as last time.
I think I had 8 or 9 last time. I'm just verifying.
You ready for the mallow spam? How much would you like?
Probably like 10 to 12 or something.
15 like last time.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm going to
fill the rest of my glass.
I just poured the beer into my marshmallow can.
Save the beer so I can actually drink it.
I'm actually getting a little less sourness out of this one than the last one.
Lies.
No, I don't understand that one.
I don't know. For some reason, I'm just...
It could be your palate is already acclimated to the sour, so it's not as much of a shock.
Yeah, the shock has worn off a little bit, so it's more like the, you know, sweet kind of through. It's not like that sourness at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, this is just more of the same with a little bit different flavor.
Yeah.
I do like the blueberry flavor in this one. I prefer blueberries over strawberries in general. So I stop that. on Untappd, while we let our marshmallows soak up, there are 42 ratings.
I already done.
I did too, but
it came down my throat so easily.
I'm guessing the exact same people that checked in the other beer, because I think 42 ratings was the same. And it's got a 4.02, so like a notch or 0.01 or 2 over the other one, I think.
Mm-hmm. Must be more blueberry fans like you.
Peter, not my type of beer. Fruity and sour. 425.
Just letting us know that it's really good.
Yeah.
He doesn't even like this type of beer, and he still loved it.
See, Nick A. on Untappd gave it a 4. He said, the spooky cereal brews are a little gimmicky, but Tom can count on me to purchase a set each Halloween if this becomes a tradition. The Mallow bits are a nice touch.
Oh, gimmicky! What?
Gimmicky what?
Come on.
A little bit. It's kind of the point.
Yeah, it's kind of the point. Thanks, man. Travis. Nice, or good sour. Nice and creamy mouthfeel pill. He gave it a 4.
Craft beer is kind of not as widely released as those major beers, but I'll still buy them when I see them. That was just me making fun of the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
I thought so. Somebody put on here that this one is the best out of all the cereal beers. Again, debatable.
I have 3 of them stuck at the bottom now. I'm just wasting marshmallows at this point.
You're just like pale. He had 3 left at his glass in the last round.
He said, I can't get them out.
How do you get them out?
What? You got to
throw them in there.
It's like trying to get a snail out of a glass.
What? Why are there snails in your glass? You got to be more
a snail.
You got to be strategic.
Amazing how much this tastes like cereal. Right down to the marshmallow rim. 4.6. Wish we had marshmallow rims.
I mean, I was hoping my person hosting me would have thought of that.
I'll get on that person. I'll be honest, I didn't know we were doing all 3 of them.
I didn't either. That was your idea.
I know, but like, I didn't know. All right, 4.50 for this person. Booberry cereal, totally. All right, checked it in. We'll let Keith go first this time. That way he doesn't feel like bashed into hand-holding with us.
Sure. I gave this one a 3.75, just one tick down from what we did for the Frankenberry, because I like Frankenberry more than this, but the blueberry really comes through on this. But to me, that adds more of a sour taste. I don't want to call it more like wine style, but I don't know. It's just a little bit different with that artificial strawberry that was added. It really added more of a sweet punch to it. Mm-hmm. This one's just a little bit more on this more sour end. So I just add one click down, 3.75.
I give it a 4. Pretty much the same as last beer, I would say. just substitute blueberry for strawberry. I don't have a leaning preference between the two. I like strawberries. I like blueberries. What you said is true about the sourness of the beer. I stated that when we first had it, this seems a little bit more sour because of the, you know, the blueberries versus the strawberry. But I'd still probably 10 out of 10 buy this again.
I went 4.25 just to make up for Keith knocking it down a 2 or 3.75. But I said in the beginning, I prefer blueberry cereal over Frankenberry. And I feel the same way about these two beers. I do think this one is a little more sour, but with those added marshmallows, the sourness really doesn't bother me because it, I can mallow it out. I'm definitely going to buy this again if it's released next year.
I gave this a 4.25, so I agreed with Saf. I think after having the first one, the sourness kind of is now like kind of set in. I'm not like surprised by it or anything like that. But I just kind of like the way the blueberry comes across on this better than like the strawberry did on the first one. It's a little bit easier to drink. Maybe like for some reason it's a tad bit more enjoyable. Maybe, I don't know, just maybe blends better in my mouth, but
good mouth feel.
Mouth feel might be a little bit better as well. So
I think the mouth feels the same for both of them.
But I
mouth enjoyment.
I like this one. I would definitely buy it again if they release it.
You didn't buy it this time.
Yeah, maybe next year.
You can buy it. And then split it.
Or if it's on tap, maybe I'll go and.
It is on tap.
If it's not sold out.
I don't. They do the melting marshmallow along the rim, which is what we were saying at the top of the show.
He wasn't listening. He was watching the football.
He wasn't listening. He's watching the Bears and Saints right
now. Bears game's on now.
He's a big Bears fan.
probably the biggest Bear fan we know. All right, so the next of the mobile games that we have, I am playing right now.
For the first time.
For the second time. It is the Mario Kart mobile version.
Tour.
Is that what it's called, the Mario Kart Tour?
Mm-hmm.
Mario Kart Tour.
Mm-hmm.
So Mario Kart Tour is a kart racing mobile game, the 14th in the franchise of the Mario Kart series, developed and published by Nintendo for iOS and Android devices. The game was released on September 25th, 2019 on Apple, App Store, and Google Play. It features bi-weekly downloadable themed tours with different cups, each of which has three courses and a bonus challenge. In addition to courses which have already appeared in the Mario Kart series, Mario Kart Tour includes courses located in cities of the real world, like New York, Tokyo, Paris, London, Vancouver, and LA. The game deviates from the traditional gameplay of the Mario Kart series, which the objective is to reach the finish line in first. This game utilizes a points-based system. There are four options of speeds, which are very similar to the normal game, with 50cc, which is the leisurely, 100cc is fast, 150cc is very fast, and the 200cc is the too furious. Unlike previous installments in the series, much of the driving and noticeably acceleration jump boost is performed automatically. So it's like the mobile game that we just did where it ran for you and you have to push the button.
Mm-hmm.
This one, all you have to do is steer. So
yeah, you kind of like hold your finger down and slide back and forth to go whatever direction.
And there's an arrow in front of you, and that arrow in front of you determines like the pitch, I guess, of the way that your car goes. So you can essentially just watch that arrow without really watching what's ahead of you, and you can pretty much steer the car that you want to go.
I prefer this over the run game because I think that fits a little more. Mm-hmm. A racing game fits more than a platforming game, and I like the added features, the added tours every couple of weeks, and I've never done like a. they just added recently where you could do like multiplayer race with your friends and stuff like that. I just always go with the whatever new tours they have and try to unlock new cars or carts or whatever the new unlockables they add.
Yeah. How much of it is money gated?
I'm guessing there is if you want to go in like a versus thing, but without spending any money, I've been able to get this like all of the stars, or because each race you have to get points in order to get like 3 stars or something.
Right.
And without spending any money, I've been able to get all the stars or shines or whatever they called in this game. So if you're trying to compete with people, I'm guessing there is like a barrier where the people can just outspend you, but I haven't encountered that. I think it's fun.
Have you played?
This one I did not ever play because I never created the Nintendo account that was needed.
No, that's right. You definitely did. That took me a while to do because I created one for the Wii U and I was like, why can't I connect?
Remember it.
But apparently there was a difference between the Nintendo ID and the Nintendoverse or whatever.
At one point, they converted to a new Nintendo thing. So now everything is linked for DS to the mobile games to Switch. Yeah. Whereas back when the Wii days, they didn't have that. But they kind of transitioned to this new system and you had to either make a new account or transition your account.
Right.
And I was already, because I've been a Nintendo kid my whole life, so I just followed along with them. So it wasn't a problem. I just signed right in.
Right. I mean, the one I had was unavailable.
Mm.
So, and then, like, I haven't played the Wii U in years until I bought the Mario Kart 8. And so I just signed on and started playing it. I didn't know. But it's definitely enjoyable for me. I didn't get too involved with this one. But you know, the ease of driving always makes it easier. I think I won every single game that I did play.
They get harder because each week they unlock, or each day they unlock a new tour or something. So once you get to the end of the 2 weeks, the last few races are hard to come in first. But if you just play leisurely, it's pretty fun just to pick up and play a race and then put it away.
I can see this being very helpful for like drunk driver or whatever. It automatically drives for you.
Yeah.
Right. So you can just one hand drink your beer or your shot or whatever, and then you can pretty much align where your car's gonna go just by touching your finger. I think it'd be very
It steers for you pretty well. All you have to do is use your items when they pop up.
Absolutely.
So do you guys have to use like both hands? Like
no, you kinda just hold your thumb on there, and then you're like left, right by sliding back and forth, and that's all you do.
Or you can just tap on the screen, and the arrow will catch up to where you tap.
Yeah,
kind of like
there are two different modes.
Yeah,
that's pretty easy.
But I don't know. It's kind of like you have to trust where you tap type of thing. I don't know if that works 100%. You know, just with what I've played, I haven't done the full cup, just kind of messed around. Mm-hmm. I think I did the very first cup that you have to do when you start the game. That's about it. But I mean, it was fun. And playing, you know, Mario Kart throughout the years, I think this is a very comparable experience to just kind of sitting back and playing by yourself.
A few weeks ago, they did like a Super Nintendo tribute because it was like an anniversary of that game or something. So yeah. I have like a 16-bit Donkey Kong. Because you get new racers every time, so everybody else looks normal, and then I got this stupid blocky Donkey Kong in my car.
That's awesome. Do we have any data on like numbers and downloads and popularity of it? Because I thought I read an article at one point that said it's not as good as what Nintendo thought, so they're probably gonna yank it before too long. I don't know if we found that.
I'm on Mario Wiki right now. Let's see what they say.
On its first day, Mario Kart Tour was available to download in 58 markets. Revenue-wise, it placed 19 on the iPhone apps, which is probably not good because they expect to be number one.
Of course.
Mario Kart Tour received 90 million downloads in its first week. The Animal Crossing Pocket received 14 million downloads, so it way surpassed Animal Crossing. It made $12.7 million in its first week players spending. The third highest for Nintendo mobile games behind, there's a Fire Emblem game, I guess, and the Super Mario Run. So I would say they made $12.7 million off this game. I wouldn't I wouldn't shut it down off of that. But I think since it launched, it really has expanded to adding multiplayer and like you can meet up with friends and do races and stuff. They've really expanded the capabilities of the game.
Good.
As of right now, it's number three in racing games.
Right after Sonic the Hedgehog? I know there's I know there's a Sonic racing game. It's probably not that high. Yeah.
Your top three are Shortcut Run. Never heard of it. Hashiriya Drifter, number one racing. And then the Mario Kart Tour.
I mean, they almost passed Hashirika Racing, so I mean...
Yeah.
Whatever that game is.
I've never heard of the top two. Must be an international like game, like more popular overseas.
Hell!
Oof.
I want to play this game right
Let's
now.
Let's go! Let's play it!
I know this month there were... Yeah, like past few weeks they've been doing a anniversary dealio because it's the 1 year anniversary of the game. So they've been doing a bunch of new content for that. But I think we can go get some beer if we want to do our last beer.
Yep. Some actual beer.
We're back with our third beer of the episode. And we're going to do some more serial killers.
Because do them.
Why not? This one is the Count Chocula. A couple of our favorite cereals up in this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is not a sour. Thank God. It is a stout, pastry stout. Chocolate milk stout with marshmallows and Count Chocula cereal. 8.8% ABV. And we can play our favorite game of Guess That. IBUs. Because they don't tell you.
Guess it's going to be low.
It probably will be. The can. The can is snazzy.
It is.
Yeah, it is brown. Like chocolate.
And it's got a bat with big old bat ears.
And the same markings as the other three cans.
And then the other side of the can is the exact same. With the ghosts and the glass. And the serial killer.
I will say he is a chunky bat. He's got some rolls on him.
Yeah, he's been eating a lot of the chocolate.
Too much cereal.
Yeah, he got in that cereal for sure. That's cool. I like his little cartoony face, though, of the bat.
So far, no disappointment from any of these cans.
No.
Yeah, I think the cans were a big draw for people. Plus, like... That Lucky Charm one that Brewlink does is always a big sellout. So I think just the gimmick of having cereal in your beer is also a draw.
Yeah. It's definitely pulling towards our generation too. So there's a lot of nostalgia here.
Yeah. Because we're the same age as Tom. So
yeah, basically.
Yeah.
What he finds interesting, I'm pretty sure we all thought was interesting.
All right, let's look at the beer now, the color of this bad boy. It's pretty dark in this room now that the sun's gone down.
Yeah, we can turn that light on if you want. It's the upper one.
That's right. I'll just...
It did get dark in there.
Just, it's,
the beer's still dark.
Yeah, still dark.
It's got a
rim on this.
A little bit like more of a brown hue than the last one that... Ghoul's Gravy one was strictly black, where I think this one has like a little bit of a brown hue. Maybe it's because of the head up here is lightening it up.
So are we thinking like closer to like a K2SO or a Caesar's Fur? I think it's darker than a Caesar's Fur, though.
I think so, too. I wanted to say Freddy's Fedora just to stick with the horror theme, but I don't think it's that light of a brown.
Right.
No, it's definitely in the darker realm.
Maybe ID4.
Is that what that is? It looked like the Independence Day.
Yep.
I wasn't sure.
That's got kind of a spooky element to that movie.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, number 51.
Smell. Smells amazing.
Smell very that chocolatey. Chocolate.
A little hint of the cereal grain, but not as much as the other two.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely there.
And there's a hint of alcohol to this one.
Yeah, there is for sure, yes, compared to the other ones.
And jumping from a 4% to an 8.8%, that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it smells like powdered chocolate.
Yeah. I think. I'd agree. It does.
I wonder if it tastes like it.
Ooh.
It's good. Jumping in.
With both feet.
With both lips.
Yeah, that's unique.
Unique New York.
It's definitely got a chocolatey flavor to it.
It's overpowering chocolate, honestly.
Yeah.
But that cereal, I think what the grain saved the sour beer is hurting this beer.
Yeah, there was something I was trying to put my finger on. Like, there's something weird or different than, like, most stouts. And I think it is the cerealness.
Yep.
I add some marshmallows to it, see what happens.
Oh, I almost drank all of it. I'm literally almost out already.
Yeah, you're just chugging it.
I'll add the marshmallows, whatever's left. I'm probably have to drink this, like, sooner than later, so I can suck at the bottom. I'm sitting here just drinking along. Chug-a-look, chug-a-look, chug-a-look.
I love the chocolate up front, and then there's that like roasty, like nuttiness on the back, which is, it's really good. It's like a, you know, it's like a two-tone type of stout, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat.
It's neat, but yeah, I don't think that cereal's doing any favors. Did you want marshmallows?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Twist. Sure. Why not?
Twist. Those little bastards get stuck at the bottom of my glass.
Well, the trick is you got to swirl it, and then you got to throw it back.
Yep. You got to have them up so they're not touching any rim edges or anything. So they just
got to have the marshmallows in motion.
Flow out.
Is that good? You want more?
No, that's plenty.
Because I still have a fourth of a can of marshmallows to eat. I guess I'll just pour them bowls.
Is that the last one or the?
Yeah, there's only three. Because the fourth can's this.
Oh.
So we're done after this.
I just tossed like a couple more.
Literally in the intro said.
You know, Pale doesn't listen.
I know. So I can't find this on Untappd.
It's called Chocula.
Yeah, it's not Count Chocula.
I can't even find it under Serial Killer.
No, it's just called Chocula.
Ooh, my.
You like those marshmallows?
It's different. With those added.
It's definitely a different effect than having them to the stout or the sour kind of mellows down the tartness to it in those. And then it does completely different things in this beer.
Very much so. It's a whole new flavor. I don't know. This is weirding me out a little bit.
I know. I don't think the marshmallows really do much for it.
They just make it a sweet chocolate, even sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the marshmallows help.
I'm enjoying it. I don't know.
Well, let's see what everyone else says.
One guy said, I was just scrolling through here. Let me get his name.
The average is 4.11 with 44 ratings.
Chocolatey roast, best of bread.
Oh, best of breed.
Best of breed.
Of the three, MIO from Stoutby, 3.5. There's one more.
Beer that comes with a can of Lucky Charms marshmallows for garnish? Yes, please. Joke's on you, Frank. Those aren't Lucky Charms.
Those are the marshmallows that come. No, they come. They separated the marshmallows from the cereal when they brewed this. Yeah. It's the marshmallows that came with the cereal.
I believe so.
The
God bless the beers for doing that.
The marshmallows that come with the cereal are like ghost shaped and stuff. These are like triangles and moons. I think
yeah, just, I think this is like an online purchase of just cereal marshmallow bits.
Oops, all marshmallows cereal.
Yeah, you can find like a big bag of like the Lucky Charms marshmallows at stores. Because we found a bag before for Logan because he likes marshmallows. Because like if we give him like a Lucky Charms with like the cereal and the marshmallows, like he picks out the marshmallows like out of the whole thing. And just like leaves the cereal.
No one wants that cardboard.
Like, okay, let's find the marshmallows.
Nick A says, gotta have it proper with the mallows. Got better as the bits dissolved into the beer, and he gave it a 4 out of 5. Dean A, dark, thick, rich, coffee, and dominant chocolate. This rounds out the serial killer trilogy. This spooky brew is by far the most intense of the monstrous three. I can't say it is unique like the others, but it's good. It is a good coffee milk stout. 4.25.
Yeah, I'm checked in.
Sounds like Pale's leading us off.
Mm-hmm. Pale.
Okay. I gave this one a 4 out of 5. I enjoyed the chocolate. Quite a bit. I like the roastiness on the back end. I thought it was a pretty smooth beer, pretty well balanced. The marshmallows were a decent garnish, but I don't think the marshmallows really improved the beer much like they did with the sours. Just kind of took away from the roastiness and didn't really improve it for me. So I probably would prefer it without the marshmallows and then just pack all the marshmallows into the other two beers, in my opinion. But I wouldn't mind getting another can of this if they released it in the future.
Yeah. I think I agree with you for most of that, but I gave it a 3.75. I don't think it was any better than the sours. I thought the sours were way better than this one, and I don't even like sours. The flavor was decent. As for a stout, I don't know. But the chocolate flavor was good. I just think that the cereal portion of it could have been enough instead of adding more chocolate to it. If he made this the same way that he made the others, where he added fruit to the cereal part of it, it's either that or remove the graininess to it. I don't know. Not sure what it is. The marshmallows didn't add to it. It may have made it worse. I don't know. I don't know. It felt really sweet, and then also very like, I don't know, burny, like alcoholics. So
feel the burn.
I don't know. I mean, it's enjoyable for sure. We'll buy it again, but I don't think it was at the same level as those other two. And I gave those a 4, so I'm not going to sit there and disrespect those other two by giving it a 4.
Right. I did give this one a 4. I was torn between this and a 4.25. Honestly, it's getting better the more I'm drinking it. I think as my mouth is getting reacquainted to the stout and not so much the sour. But I agree with what you guys said, not to just reiterate, but Dustin, is you and I are more stout guys, enjoying them. There's something off about this, and that graininess that helped the sour is not helping this beer at all. So the cereal was neat, but it's almost like too overpowering chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got an odd flavor, and the marshmallows, you're right, it adds an even more odd flavor to it. Maybe if I let it set a little bit more, maybe if it warms up a little bit,
right,
if I drink more of it, I don't know, it could get a little bit better, but it's just, I don't know, it's something odd about it. But it's good. I applaud Tom for, you know, doing this and venturing out and trying these again. I'd buy them again next year just to see if he changed it up any. I mean, it's definitely something that everybody should try at least once. So agreed. I give it a 4.
I liked it the most. I gave it a 4.25. So I made up for Keith's wavering between the two. And At first I was unsure about it. I think the alcohol flavor was kind of a little too strong for me at first, but the addition of like 5 to 10 marshmallows really covered that up for me and made it a pretty stellar beer with just sweetened it up slightly. And I really enjoyed it after that. So I think those little marshmallow bits helped it for me, and I was a fan.
Wrapping up with our Mario mm-hmm. games here.
The Triforce. We have
Dr. Mario. Dr. Mario World is a Match 3 mobile game developed and published by Nintendo in collaboration with Line Corporation and NHN Entertainment. It was released for Android and iOS platforms on July 10th, 2019. The Mushroom Kingdom is being invaded by a horde of viruses of various colors. To save the kingdom, Mario, Peach, and Bowser must don lab coats and defeat the viruses by destroying them with capsules of the same color as the viruses. Along the way, they are joined by other characters from the Mario franchise, including Luigi, Yoshi, Toad, Toadette, and Bowser, as they complete puzzles spanning multiple worlds across the kingdom. In Dr. Mario World, the player removes viruses from the screen by matching their colors with that of the pill capsule. The player orients a single pill capsule against an array of viruses and obstacles. As the pill begins to drift upwards, the player can rotate horizontally and move the pill such that, when settled, the pill's color will match at least two similarly colored viruses in a vertical or horizontal direction. So basically, Dr. Mario. Mm-hmm. The level is complete when all viruses are removed. The player is able to float multiple pills at once and even drag pills through obstacles to specific positions as long as the pill feasibly fits. Later levels add additional elements, such as shielded viruses and destructible blocks, to complicate the removal of viruses. Other levels have additional requirements for completion, such as extracting hidden coins from blocks. So a little bit of a different variant.
It's Dr. Mario, but bad, because in Dr. Mario, the pills fall from the top and land on the viruses.
Yeah,
and you have gravity. And you match four colors. This one, they drift up, and you only have to match three. So if you get a two or... and you put it on a virus, that defeats the virus instead of having to add another one to it.
You have to retrain yourself.
And then you can also, like, once if you have, like, one offshoot and it... if you have, like, a three red or two red and then a blue offshoot, once that defeats the red, you can take that blue and you can move it wherever you want instead of just having it drift down to the next... So they try to make it more interactive, but they just ruined what Dr. Mario was.
It also sounds kind of Candy Crushy.
It is.
So you get shieldies and extra bonuses and
power. There's power ups involved. So if you do so many in a row, then you can use a power up to like blast things on the screen.
Yeah. I downloaded this when we had our Dr. Mario episode.
Didn't play it, probably. Yeah, I would not recommend it.
I played this one for about 5 seconds, and I something was off about it, and that explains it, like the way the pills like come upwards was like kind of odd, and it was like hard to get into. And I could just play it, I think, on my classic game.
I'm a big fan of the original Dr. Mario, and this one just like broke it, so I was like, nope, none of this game, please. But we're doing the Triforce of Mario mobile games with our Triforce of Two Toms spooky beers.
Yep,
that's true.
So we got to talk about all three.
Here we had to give it a shot to end the Mario anniversary year,
which is coming up. We have technically 2 weeks left of the year.
Yeah. It's going to bleed over to the following year.
So, because Saf, you and I got to do Odyssey.
Yeah, we got to do Odyssey, and I've got the Golden Mushroom Awards episode. And
sweet. Let's get to it then. Yeah. So this was enjoyable. I can't sit here and say go out and get this because they're probably going to be out. So.
Oh, they're definitely out.
You guys missed out, but happy we got it.
You missed Stout.
You missed Stout. If you're into mobile games, which of the three would you suggest people play?
I would do Mario Kart, Mario Run, and then that's it. I was going to do them in order, but don't even try with the other one.
Right. Same question to you guys.
Same question. Considering I've only played one, that would be the Mario Run.
Bail!
I keep stepping on the cord here.
See, it's a long cord. How are you stepping on it? But anyway, I've only played that one, but Mario Kart sounds fun, so I may get on and actually try that one. So then I would probably agree with Saf after that, but I'd have to say Mario Run because that's the only one I played, but I don't want to pay any more money to go past the first few levels, so it's not that exciting.
So I have to actually probably, I got to download Mario Kart Tour. That sounds like one I need to actually play. I wouldn't recommend the other two just because Mario Run is a little too difficult in my opinion. And I don't know if it really, I don't know. There's just not much. It doesn't really like advance. I don't know.
Yeah. There's not a ton of variety to it. You're just kind of just you keep hitting jump over and over and that's it.
Yeah. Right. You're just like, you know, the screen moves like, you don't really have a chance to really like explore the.
Yeah, it takes away your levels. Control. Yeah. Since we're used to like 3D platformers and we can control and go back and forth, it destroys the whole premise of what a Mario game is.
Yeah.
Right. And that's why I think why we are dragging our feet on it, where we have more control of Mario. This game gives you less control.
Yep.
So.
Me personally, I think I would break it up into a little bit of a partial. I think the order that I would suggest would be if you have the purchased Super Mario Run, that would be number one. Everything unlocked, you bought it. Then number two would be Super Mario Kart Tour. And then third would be the Run. Free.
Yes.
So if you wanted to spend, if you liked the 2D, two-dimensional side-scrolly platform game, and that's something that you want to spend $10 on. Let's say you got $10 for Google Play money or something. You're like, oh, I can just go ahead and buy that. I'd say go ahead and do that. If you're going to spend it on a Mario game, go ahead and do it on that one. So that would be enjoyable. I did enjoy playing that game. So if you're going to spend the $10 and you don't mind spending $10 on it, do that. If you don't want to spend $10 on that, go with the Mario Kart. That seems to have more options, more, you know, playing for free 99. I'm a big fan of free 99 games. And then after that would be Super Mario, like the, for the four, because there's options other than like the regular four levels. There are things you could play with friends. You could do remixes. You could do things like that. That's entertaining. But I mean, it's ultimately going to be just the last thing that you'd want to play. Dr. Mario is not even worth discussing.
And for the beers, do we have to do the same question?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'd probably do the Booberry, the Stout, and then the Frankenberry.
Me personally, probably the Frankenberry, Booberry, then the Stout would be my three.
I think, well, based upon my ratings, two were tied. I would go with the Frankenberry first just for nostalgic, and I love that flavor. It brought me back like I was actually eating the cereal, then the Stout, then the Blue, then the Booberry.
For me, it'd be probably the Booberry, then the Stout, and then the Frankenberry.
Hand holding the club. That's what I said.
And I don't think this is Two Tom's like best effort as far as brewing. But I do think like these labels are probably his best, maybe.
I think the effort.
I don't know. I have to go back and look at the Tom.
Yeah.
The Tom series.
Labels. I have a whole board full of them.
I feel like the effort was there.
Best.
I feel like the effort was there. It's the matter of did it work out? And I think it worked out part of the time. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
Definitely feel like he put it, you know, really good. There's a lot of creativity here. Mm-hmm. A lot of it went into these style of beers, but, you know, just, I don't know, fell short, I guess, with the stout at least.
I don't know. I think they were fun. It was a creative experience, and I like the interactivity with the marshmallows, so I think it worked out, in my opinion.
Yep.
Until next time.
Drink up.
And geek out.
and drink up.
I got marshmallows.
Pale didn't say anything. He wasn't even listening.
I'm trying to stop this game.
Trying to stop it, but I can't.
I hit remix 10 for the first time. It's like, oh, you need tickets, but it's free for the first time. I tried that. It's hard to play. I can't deny it.
You got to beat it. Tell us how many stars you get or coins you get. It just keeps going. You could play it like all day.
I had zero shit on his castle. Oh, now I'm Peach all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
I got star power.
It'll switch you up every now and then.
I only got two on that course. Well, I need to stop this because I got to go get our other beer. Are we doing boo?
Boo. Boo-hoo.
Boo?
Perfect for a Mario episode.